Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry. Today, we're going to take a look at yesterday's primary results. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
As widely expected, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan and challenger Coleman Young II advanced to the November election after yesterday's primary. Duggan took about 70% of the vote, Young about 27%. What do you make of those results, Jack?
Well, it would make it seem as if the November election is pretty much a foregone conclusion. The disparity in money raised was even greater. I think Duggan raised something like $1.5 million to $22,000 for Young, and it's very hard for me to see how the challenger can turn that around before the final.
Jack, a lot of candidates took a shot at making the November ballot for the Detroit City Council. In the 2nd District, ex-state Senator Virgil Smith ran one of the more unusual candidacies. He was recently released from jail after shooting a gun at his wife's car in 2015. How do you make out?
Well, he finished 2nd. He got in the runoff and ending the political career, as far as I can tell, of incumbent George Cushingberry. He's been a fixture in politics for a long time. I'm going to talk more about that at 1:30 today. But the interesting thing is that Smith promised not to run for office. He reneged on that promise. Lower courts tried to bind him to that, not to run for anything for 5 years. But Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy is appealing that to the state Supreme Court, so it's conceivable he could be thrown off the ballot, in which case Roy McAllister, who finished 1st in that district, will end up winning. But my guess would be that the people who promote Detroit's image aren't so hot about having Virgil Smith on that council.
There were seven candidates for Detroit City Clerk, including incumbent Janice Winfrey. Winfrey did advance to the November general election. Some of the candidates said they were running because of the widespread problems at the polls in Detroit in November. Winfrey says they've corrected those issues. Does that big field of people hoping to get involved strike you as the sort of healthy political process that can be difficult in more high-profile and expensive races?
Well, there are a lot of people running, but the fact is that most of them got almost no votes. The Free Press, the Detroit's leading newspaper, strongly endorsed an incumbent, and he, Garen Gilchrist, finished 2nd, but Janice Winfrey beat him almost 3-1. She got a majority of the vote. She did better, frankly, than I thought she would. And again, I think people are willing to forgive her for last November. She's been a pretty good clerk of the city for the last dozen years when she came in after beating a totally incompetent incumbent. So I think people are willing to forgive her last November if things don't happen again.
In Flint, 8th Ward City Councilwoman Vicki Van Buren came up one vote short during yesterday's primary in her reelection bid. That left her in 3rd place behind Joyce Ellis McNeil, who finished behind the winner, L. Allen Griggs. It's been a tumultuous stretch for the city council and Mayor Karen Weaver, who have been at odds on multiple issues, and Weaver's facing a recall vote in November. Did voters send any sort of message in Flint yesterday?
Not any that I can make out. The key question, of course, is what will happen with that recall vote. Some people may not realize we've changed the law as far as recalls are concerned. It used to be it was a straight up and down vote on removing someone. Now it's an election. So Karen Weaver will be on the ballot, but she'll have challenges against her. And it's always better for an incumbent if it's a case of an election rather than just whether people want them out of office or not. But if there's any clear message in this Flint vote, other than that very few people turned out, I can't see it.
Jack, any other races around the state catch your attention yesterday?
Well, most people approved small millage requests, although Rhodes didn't do as well as expected. And in Pontiac, incumbent Mayor Deidre Waterman, who some have given high marks for leading the city after it came out of emergency management, finished a strong 1st. She has to face a runoff, but it looks like she'll be reelected. So all in all, it was an election with few surprises and even fewer voters.
Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition. We spoke this morning via Skype, and you're listening to Michigan Radio.